stuff.
Yeah.
host, Tom D., a.k.a. The Good Captain. Welcome to the first podcast in a new series that I've imaginatively entitled The Hard Stuff. I'm kicking off this new series to bring you the best in early 70s hard rock. We're going to dig deep to unearth some of the forgotten gems of the post-psychedelic, pre-stadium rock period. As you probably guessed from the title of the show, we're going to be dealing in some heavy rock action here. You're not going to be hearing any love ballads or dance numbers on this show. And we're going to try to avoid the usual suspects, your heavy hitters like Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and Led Zeppelin. Instead, we're going to turn our spotlight on some of the lesser-known groups that traveled in their wake. I think this is a period in rock music that deserves some extra attention. All right, let's get down to it. We started off our show tonight with a track from Grand Funk Railroad, Sin's a Good Man's Brother. The opening cut from their 1970 album, Closer to Home. Those dudes laid it on thick. And they were like the hardest working band in show business. I think they put out about 12 albums in a 5-year period. Okay, this next track should be suitably obscure for you. Here's a cut from the Peruvian group Pax. It appears that they released only one album in 1970 with the memorable title, May God and Your Will Land You and Your Soul Miles Away from Evil. The track we're going to hear is a bonus track from their CD reissue of the album, and it's called Firefly. Was a British group coincidentally named Hard Stuff. We heard the song No Witch at All from their 1972 album bulletproof. John Ducan was the guitarist and vocalist in this band. He was also in numerous other groups before this one, including The Attack, Andromeda, Atomic Rooster. I think Hard Stuff went on to do one more album after this one. Okay, here's a rockin' little number from the Philadelphia group, Bang. This song sounds a bit to me like the James Gang meets Black Sabbath. It's from their self-titled 1971 album, and the song's called Come With Me. We'll be right back. That was Living for Myself by a group from Finland, the Charlies, taken from their delightfully named 1970 LP, Buttocks. There was a little bit of Jethro Tull vibe on that one, I think. Okay, we're going to stay on the Scandinavian tip with this next track. This one's from a Danish group who call themselves Moses. And we're going to hear the title track from their 1971 album, Changes. There's some tasty guitar work on this cut. I think you're going to dig it.
I once were a good boy. I had a lot of fun. But now I'm a bad boy. I only want to run. Once were a strong man, I had a lot to give, but now I'm the wrong man, and I don't want to live. I once had a good dream, I want to change my way of life. I once had a bad dream, I want to kill my wife. But now I'm a bad boy.
Bust out my maracas and play along with that one. That one had a nice rhythm. That was a group from Puerto Rico, Bandolero, with I Got It, the opening track from their 1970 LP, Life is Love, Love is All. I think that was their one and only album. Okay, we're back to the mainland for this next track. This one's from a New York group, Haystacks Balboa, which I believe included Larry West, the younger brother of Leslie West. And if you don't know who Leslie West is, shame on you. This track is off their 1970s self-titled LP, and the song is called Spoiler. I think this one's going to get you out of your seat.
Treat!
Yeah, I think those dudes drank deep at the font of Deep Purple. Don't you think? That was the Canadian group War Pig with Flag It from their 1970s self-titled LP. That was some very purplish keyboard work on that one. All right, before we continue on with some more heaviosity, I'd like to take time to give a shout-out to a couple of folks. Firstly, to a gentleman who's shown me a lot of support and is a consistent inspiration to keep the podcast coming, Big Jack, host of the Elevated Radio podcast and the proprietor of the Get Off My Elevator blog site, the place to go to satisfy your stoner rock needs. You can pay Big Jack a visit at getoffmyelevator.blogspot.com. And of course, a shout out to my homeboy, my main man, Nigera, the dude who's probably spent as much time listening to me talk about my podcasts as he spent listening to them. Thanks for the enthusiasm, bro. You're doing God's work keeping the rock and roll fire stoked. Back to it now with some Germanic heavy rock sounds from Harry Chapter. We're going to hear the opening track from their 1971 LP, Can't Get Through. The song's called There's a Kind of Nothing. Now don't nod off during the mellow part in the middle of this song, because it'll come around again and hit you upside the head. We'll be right back. California style with that one. That was the song Gabriel by Oda from their self-titled 1972 LP featuring the dazzling guitar work of Randy Oda. Well, we're reaching the end of the first installment of The Hard Stuff. Hope you enjoyed the tunes as much as I did. And if you did, how about dropping me a line and letting me know? I love hearing from my brothers out there in cyberspace. If there's something I played that you particularly enjoyed and you'd like to hear more of, let me know and I'll try to make that happen. You can leave comments for me at my blog site, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to leave you with a cut from the Scottish group Iron Claw. This track comes from an album called Dysmorphophobia. It's a collection of some of their music recorded between 1970 and 1973. The track we're going to hear is from 1971, and it's called Pavement Artist. I want you to stand up, stomp your feet, and clap your hands during the solo in the song, okay? Until next time, this is Tom D saying, stay hard.
Kiss. Each sold separately, and you can put them in any crazy pose you want.
Kiss. That's the name. Kiss. They may look insane. Kiss. It rocks your game. It's Kiss.
Kiss. Each 12 and a half inch figure sold separately by Mego.